You're listening to Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing on KXL.
And we continue our conversation with Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. We're talking about specifically the apartment investment community here. It's red hot. We talked about that in the first segment here of our second hour on Business Briefing. Time to really preview the event coming up this Thursday, right downstairs from us here at the PacWest Center, inside the beautiful Bing Lounge. It's the Apartment Insider Report presented by Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. Complimentary attendance for our Business Briefing listeners. The event starts at 9 a.m. this Thursday. To register, call 503-546-9390. And call now. Joe's already got about 55 or so people registered, and it's going to get pretty tight, right around 70. So if you want to join us, please call now and get signed up. And Joe, this is the third event I think we've done. I'm going to actually MC this. I'm excited to join you and your speakers. And from what you've shared so far, I think this is probably going to be the best one yet.
I agree. This is going to be a really good show. What we try to do is bring together the speakers that actually help the first-time investor, the apartment seasoned veteran that has owned apartments, trying to expand and, you know, create a better portfolio or just diversify assets. And rather than just talk apartments, we try to bring in people that can actually help with all the areas of the investment itself. So, you know, this time we're bringing in, of course, Phil Berry, who's a senior broker for Joseph Bernard. He co-writes the Berry Report, which is the apartment update on the whole market. He's going to be speaking about the forecast, the market update from 2011, and what to expect in 2012. Bernard Garrett, 2011 apartment trends, what's been happening out there, the trending of the market, so you can hopefully get a good forecast of how to play it right in the next couple of years. Matthew Maticek, he's from DeLapp and Associates. Now, Matthew is the leading tax practice accountant over there to help investors prepare for the changing taxes that are coming on real estate portfolios. And so he's going to speak a little bit about that. And then, of course, we try to tie in a lending piece because it all comes together. If you're buying apartments or your own apartments and you have a loan, you got lending, you got to know what's going on with the lending market. So this time we're bringing in Dan Ross, Senior Vice President at Alliant Capital. He knows a lot about the mortgage industry, what's happening with the apartment loans and what to actually, you know, predict what's going to happen and see how you can actually take advantage of these low interest rates. So it's going to be a great lineup. Again, we try to create that seminar that the attendees are going to find something educational that they can go back and use. Whether they own apartments or not, they're going to come out of this with a lot of information.
And I know I'm emceeing the event and proud to do that again, but I would attend either way just to hear Matt Maticek from DeLapp talk about changes in the tax issues with investment properties. That alone is a reason to come to this event.
Absolutely. 2012 is obviously a new year, and there's a lot of changes, and he's going to speak to that and how to hopefully protect your portfolio and your assets.
Yeah, they got a great firm out there in Lake Oswego. I know you'll be there as well. You're not actually going to speak at this one, though, right?
No, I'm hosting it. I'll have a small part to it, but really I wanted to highlight our four speakers and really provide good data, good information, informative speakers that will help our audience understand what's going on with the apartment market. Again, whether you're a seasoned investor or a first time looking to get into it, this is the event to be at.
Yeah, it sure is. And the number to call for this event is 503-546-9390. Again, just a few seats left here. Bing Lounge capacities between 70 and 75. And as of right now, Joe has 55 registered, so we know we're going to fill this thing up. So coming up on Thursday the 12th, just a few days away now, from 9 a.m. until 10:30 at the beautiful Bing Lounge here inside the PacWest Center. If you haven't been downtown in a while, hey, it's easy to get down here. There's plenty of parking nearby. We'd love to have you for the Apartment Insider Report, hosted by Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. I'll give out the number one more time here in a little bit in case you're trying to write that down. But, Joe, this event's going to be great. And I think what's really exciting is the way you've approached this is just trying to provide information and really being a resource for people. Hey, there's no pressure to come to this event and then buy a property. This is a long-term play, isn't it?
Absolutely. Again, this is really not a sales pitch by our company. This is provide data, provide information, help the investors in the marketplace understand what the trends are, understand what's happening in the market, understand how they could better position their portfolio for the future and really get ahead of what's happening. You know, obviously the tax strategies, the lending changes. If interest rates start going up, are you prepared for that over the next 2 to 3 years? Maybe you refinance instead of purchase. Maybe you go out and sell your building that has no debt on it.
Yeah.
Put 50% debt on a larger building and have that low interest rate for the next 5, 7, 10 years to really provide better cash flow in the asset that they're currently
in. Yeah, you just touched on something that really I think is a real key. And we've always educated our clients and our practice to use what I call safe, positive leverage. And I know that, you know what, if you're one of those people out there, you like your home or your apartment or your investment property free and clear, God bless you. That's great. But you're missing out on some huge opportunities. And I think with the safety of the apartment investment where you have other people making your mortgage payment for you, why not leverage that property even just a little bit and take some cash out and go buy more property, right?
Well, I like to think of it as four engines. There's cash flow, tax benefits, principal pay down, and the appreciation of the asset. And if you have a free and clear building and you paid all cash for it, that's great, depending on the size. And if you have that equity to put down and pay a $2 million for a purchase, that's great. But I like to relate it to a car. Let's say a four-cylinder car. If you pay all cash, you're really running on one cylinder. It's a good investment, but you're not maximizing it. And it's not going to run, you know, four cylinders with one cylinder working. You're going to run out pretty soon. If you have all four cylinders working for you on the apartment market, you're going to build more wealth in the future. You're going to have more stable of an asset. You're going to have that pay down by the tenants. You're going to have higher appreciation, and you're going to have that tax benefit and the cash flow. So, you know, we talk about that more in depth with, you know, one-on-one meetings with clients. Depending on their situation, everything's different. And we really try to help them on their goals. But if you're investing in apartments, you should really be working on the four engines to build wealth.
And working with someone who focuses on that segment of the market. That's what Joe Chaplick does at Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. One more time, here's the last call. If you'd like to attend the Apartment Insider Report, you better call now. There's only a few seats left. 503-546-9390. It's coming up this Thursday, 9 o'clock, downtown at the Bing Lounge. Going to be a great event. I think probably the best one ever. Tax tips, lending, and an outlook on the market coming up here in 2012. Going to be another great year in the local apartment investment community. So want to have you there. Why don't you join us? Joe, thanks for joining us. I'll see you again on Thursday. Looking forward to the event. When we come back, we'll talk residential real estate on FM News 101.